We recently began Masechtas Rosh Hashanah. The Mishnah starts Arba Rosh Hashanah Meim. The year starts at different times for different things. L'malachim, Rosh Hashanah of the Yom Adin, different L'shtaris, Arba Rosh Hashanah Meim. A year is made out of 12 months. The unit of a year is made out of 12 months. A month is made out of a little over 29 days. And then we have a unit of a week, which is made out of 7 days. So we have three types of units of time. A year, as the Mishnah says, when the year starts. Then we have a unit of months and of weeks. We're going to try to focus on all three of them, of the what the Torah calls months, and then we'll see if calling it differently could be problematic. We'll take a look. The Mishnah, the Tosfos Daf Beis Amud Beis, when Ma'itzias Mitzrayim Benisan, I'm sorry, the next Tosfos, B'chodesh HaChamishi. So Tosfos says, how do we know B'chodesh HaChamishi is Av? Says Tosfos, Al Karchach Shu Av, because the Torah calls B'chodesh the Torah calls Rishon is Nisan. So if you go to 5, that's Av. So the Torah calls the months Rishon Sheini B'chodesh Ashvi. The first day is Rosh Hashanah. Then goes Yom Kippur B'chamisha Asar. But the Torah calls the months by number. Could be that there's no name, and the Torah just refers to it by numbers. The Mishnah, however, when the Mishnah speaks about Arba Rosh Hashanah Be'echad B'Nisan, over there the Mishnah doesn't say Be'chodesh HaRishon. And if you take a look in the Megillas Esther, the Megillah also has the names of Adar, of Nisan. And the truth is, the Yerushalmi actually asks this question: what happened if the Torah calls the months by Rishon, Sheini, Shlishi? Where did this come in that we start naming the months? How did the names come in? Where did these names come from? Nisan, Iyar, Sivan. Do you show me here by us in Rosh Hashanah? We're actually learning a blot a week in Bavli, but do you show me right here? I think it's Daf Beis or Daf Gimel. Perek Aleph, I'm sorry, Halacha Beis. The Yishalmi asks this question, and the Yishalmi says that it's Helu mi Bavel. When Klai Yisrael went to Galus in Bavel, yeah, there you see already the names Helu mi Bavel. Now, mi Bavel is really only later on. You'll look in Tanakh; it only starts later in the Megillas Esther time, which was in the time of Galus Bavel. Earlier on, even in the beginning of Tanakh, you're not going to find names. It's also referred to by numbers. So we have like this, the Torah calls it numbers, Helu mi Bavel, they brought up these names. Now, Pashas, you would learn that the Torah just gave it numbers, and they went down to, when they went to Bavel, they adopted the names. The Ramban on the Pasuk in Pashas Boy, Achodesh Hazeh Lachem, Rosh Chodesh and Rishonu Lachem, says the Ramban. The Rabban actually asks a question, and he asks the Shaila, why don't the months start 1, 2, 3? Why don't they start from Tishrei? L'maisa, we come out B'Tishrei Nivra Olam, and as we explained, the months is units, is a breakup of the year. So it would make sense for the months to start from the beginning of the year. The year starts in Tishrei. Whether Bria, so the year starts from Tishrei. So if the year starts from Tishrei, why doesn't the count of the months also start from Tishrei? In other words, B'chodesh HaRishon shouldn't be Nisan, B'chodesh HaRishon should be Tishrei. So the Ramban asks. It says the Ramban that the reason why we count Rishon Sheini from Nisan, because the Eibishter wants that we should remember the month of Nisan, which was the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And since the month of Yetzias Mitzrayim is Nisan, so Rishon, you say Shvi, what's the seventh month to what? Not 7 months from when the year started, but rather 7 months from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. In other words, we say in Kriya Shema, we have Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, but this is a mitzvah. And other is trying to bring it as well. It's a mitzvah to say the months. The Torah wants you to say 1, 2, 3, 7, 8, 9, to say the numbers. And the mitzvah to count is the Tama mitzvah, because by saying one, by saying seven, you'll remember the Nes HaGadol of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's how he explains Rishon Hulachem. What's Rishon Lachem? It's only to you, because it's not really beginning of the year. The months that you count is actually months that are, you start the middle of the year. Smack the middle of the year, you start counting the months. It's Lachem to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is what we're coming out from the Rambam, that it's a mitzvah in the Torah to count the months by the numbers, by numbers based off Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Chassam Sofer and Chosha Mishpat brings it, he brings this to Ramban, and he says it's a mitzvah deraisa to count the months based off the numbers, which means this is the first month, the third month, the eighth month, all based off the month of Nisan. Now comes the question, we just saw before that we started calling Nisan Iyar Sivan, we called based off the months, like the Yerushalmi says, Helumi Bavol. So what happened over here, if there's a mitzvah to count the months 1, 2, based off Yetzias Mitzrayim, so why did we change and we start a Nisan Iyar? I understand we were in Bavel and we took those names, but it wasn't by coincidence, by punk that happened, that it came out that we call the months 1, 2, and 3. It's Bedafka to call 1 to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So why did we bring up the names from Bavel, Nisan Iyar, Sivan? So the Ramban says, he brings a pasuk, and the pasuk says, it's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Tezayin. That we speak about the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but rather Kiim Chai Hashem Ashehelov Asher Hevias Bnei Yisrael Me'eretz Tzfoina, that brought us up from the next galus from Babel. So the pasuk in Yirmiyah says that we used to refer to the Nes HaGadol, the big Nes was Yetzias Mitzrayim, but later we went into Galus Bavel, and we came out of Bavel, so we're going to be referring to the Nes of leaving Bavel. So Mela, that's why we're Hela, the names from Bavel, for the same reason why we call the months 1, 2, and 3, to remember the Nes of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? Month number 7 is 7 months from Yetzias Mitzrayim. So now we call the months Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. The names of the months, it's not just a convenience how to be able to call the months. It's actually to remember. You know why this month is now Cheshvan? Because in Bavel they call it Cheshvan. And we used to be in Galus Bavel. And to remember, we went out of the Galus Bavel. That's what the Ramban says. So it's with the reason of what the Pasuk wants to call the months numbers, now we call them names for the same reason.
It's not a mitzvah deraisa to count by to remember Bavel.
So you're asking very good, David. Maisa, these are machlokes rishonim in this Ramban. What happened now when we went to these other names? And really, what you want to know is if the mitzvah moved over into calling now Cheshvan Tishrei, is that the time of Pasuk? Let me tell you the Machlokes Rishonim, and you'll tell me if the mitzvah actually transferred now to call other names. The Abarbanel on the Pasuk brings the Ramban, and the Abarbanel says that besides calling the numbers, they added on to also call Cheshvan Kishlev Teves. They added on. Lefish, this is the Lashon. Shagam heim lo nimnu melikroi achadashim rishon v'sheini alts kemoshe tziva ha-toyra. But mofadzeh, they also added on to call Cheshvan Kishlev Teves. They added on. So which means that Lewea da Barbanel understands the Ramban. The mitzvah deraisa to call it rishon, sheini, shlishi, that state. But they added on also to call it Kislev Teves, to add those names also to remember Bavel. I, the Pasuk, the Ramban says, V'layomer oid, you're not going to say anymore. So you have to teach that it means V'layomer oid, just Yetzias Mitzrayim, but you'll also remember the Nes of Bavel as well. Two things. So in the Abar Banel, Lachair is Mavur, that the mitzvah and the Torah stays to call the months 1, 2, and 3. It stays. You asked a good question, Lachair, it stays. We added on to also call it Cheshvan Kislev Teves. However, in the Sefer Ikrim, just a second, the Sefer Ikrim, Mamash a second, Rebbe Fall, in Sefer Ikrim, Perik Tazayin, he brings this Yisoyed also, and he says, after they left from Bavel, This is the Lashon. Roi lahaniach haminyan harishon, which was zeichel letzias Mitzrayim, to leave the count of 1, 2, 3, 4. V'chazru limnois minyan achat, to count a different number. Aye, what happened? The Torah says rishon, and the way the Ramban says, it's a mitzvah to call rishon. Says the Sefer Ikrim, v'hevinu de tzivu achadoshim minisen haviz mani, temporary or for the time being, v'loy nitzchi. In other words, when the Torah says to count the months by 1, 2, 3, and 4, it's only temporary, zmani, only for the time being of when it's Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. But now, it changed to be a mitzvah, it changed to be the count of Nisan, Iyar, Sivan, Tammuz. Now, what you asked before, if it's a mitzvah, I would think, later, Abar Benel, the mitzvah stays, the regular mitzvah, Yetzias Mitzrayim. Does the mitzvah expand also to Cheshvan? I don't know. But in the Sefer Ikrim, I would think that the mitzvah, what the Torah wants to count the months to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, is Zmani, and now it's not Nitzchi. I would think that mitzvah stopped, and now the Chachamim came and to remember something else. But I don't know. Did they say what the Torah's rotzen to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim now? It changed? Yes, Lodin. But just what we have so far very clearly is the Ramban says it's a mitzvah in the Torah to count the months by the numbers, and after counting the months by the numbers, they either added on or that stopped, and now we call it Cheshvan Kislev. What's the nafka mina between these two Rishonim if it's only if they stopped with the numbers, or you just call it by the names that we have now? Would be a nafka mina really by Rish Chodesh benching. Oh, that's what you're going to say before. Rish Chodesh benching. Rish Chodesh benching, we say Cheshvan Kislev next to Rish Chodesh benching year Kislev. But we don't say year b'yoyim arisha and year b'yoyim. We don't say the dates. Not year b'yoyim arisha. I'm sorry. What number month it is? Right. I'm sure. Like, we don't say the number of the month of Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim, which l'chayr leit abar benel. We should say that as well. Not just to say the name of the Bavel month of Kislev. You should also say the number of the month as well. Oh, so writing it to Shtaris, Ksuba, you have to ask the Olam of the Night Koil. We're learning Kedush and Asuan. That's a Shaila for itself. But we're going to get to it soon, filling out Shtaris, writing in what to write in. We'll get to that shortly, Be'ez Hashem. Very good. Well said. That's what we're really heading to, the halacha of this talk. Now we'll move on from the discussion of months. We'll take a little move into the discussion of the days of the week. The days of the week, Yom Rishon, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, and then the names that obviously don't come from the Torah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. It's not a Torah thing, obviously. It's maybe even not Mamashim from Vayitzar, but it's not a Torah thing. So the Ramban says, the Ramban brings it a little bit over here by the Chadashim, but the Ramban is really in Parshas Yisroi, and the Ramban says on the Pasuk, Zochar es Yom HaShabbos L'Kacha, one of the Aseres HaDibros. Pashtus, you learn, Zocher Asiyom HaShabbos HaKachay, tonight, when you make Kiddush, there's a mitzvah ben HaTorah to make Kiddush. Zocher Asiyom HaShabbos HaKachay, to make Kiddush, that's what the mitzvah ben HaTorah is. The Ramban says, there's two things over here. There's one mitzvah, Zocher Asiyom HaShabbos, to remember the Shabbos all week long. And then there's another mitzvah, LaKachay, tonight make Kiddush. What's this first mitzvah of Zocher Asiyom HaShabbos, to remember Shabbos? To remember Shabbos all week long. That's the mitzvah. Says the Ramban, just like I say, the Torah says count month 1, 2, 3 to remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, all week you should remember Shabbos, that the Eibishter was the Boy Royal, and you remember that he's the Eibishter. Zeichel L'Maaseh Bereishis. That's the mitzvah, Zocher Asiyom HaShabbos. And therefore, many say, when we say every day the Yoyim, today a Yoyim Yoyim, Shishi B'Shabbos, or any day, the Rizal says, the Kaf HaChaim brings it, La Halacha, that we say it, U'makayim a mitzvah midoy raisa, what the Ramban says, of remembering Shabbos. Every day, some even say to say, Areini Mecha, but you makayim, the Ramban, this mitzvah, when you count, what's day number four? It's day number four to Shabbos. So what we have so far is that it's a deraisa to count the months by the numbers, and the same thing is also the days of the week. The Chassam Sofer and Teiras Moshe, on this pasuk, he brings that this is Teichachas Musar. when people write letters, like Morty mentioned before, where the Ksuba are the letters, he says, I'll just read the Lashon. A person should write in the letters to be made al bria shemayim v'aretz v'sheishes yamim v'yonach b'yoyim ha'shvi v'al yitzias mitzrayim. When a person writes a letter, he should write yom gimel, and he should write l'chaydesh ha'shvi l'chaydesh ha'chi v'loy chas v'shalom kimisparim shel umas ha'olam. Not to write secular dates. Pashtus, he means to say, is that when a person writes a letter, he shouldn't write November, and we're going to get to the years shortly, but even just a month. Let's discuss the month for a minute. That's what we're talking about, and so to speak, the day of the week also. Pashtus, you should write Yoim Vav, and not to write November, you should actually write the number month, the Hebrew number.
You shouldn't write even Marcheshvan, he's saying.
So that we're a little bit in question. We're going to leave that open-ended. If did that change? We said to Rishonim, it's did it change that now it is Mar Cheshvan and no more does is.
He wrote that 200 years ago.
No, but he wrote. You should write. Oh, because he says Yom Rishon. V'chaydish Rishon. You're right. He says V'chaydish Rishon, which would seem you should write Chaydish Rishon. But we're going to get a little bit more from the later poskim to get a little clearer. But you're right. But the main thing he says is v'loi. If you don't write Rishon, we'll see. But he says v'loi. What I mean, we'll see is that we'll see if there's a problem not to write Rishon. But what his problem is v'loi kimesparam shel umas ha'olam, not to write secular dates. So Pashas, you would learn that writing secular dates, the problem would be is, let's say even this month, to write November. To write November would be a problem. However,
but the count maybe could be worse.
Oh.
The 11th month.
So very good. The Bishia is saying, and it's Moridek, and the Emes in Be'er Moshe's Mavur like that, from the Debetzin Rav. Again, Pashas, you would learn just writing secular dates, writing November is problem. But you could learn, like Rabbi Shia is saying, tell me if I got it, what you're saying, is that the problem is only if you write 11. Instead of November, you write 11. That's where the problem is, because the Torah, this is not 11, it's actually the 8th month, right? It's not 11. So, and that's Taka the Be'er Moshe says. The problem is, he says, don't write, you're writing a check now, don't write 11, because if you're writing the numbers, you have to write what the Torah wants. If you're not writing numbers, it's fine, you can write November. But if you're writing numbers, you have to go with the misper, the number of what the Torah wants. This is Be'ikah we're focusing with the Chassam Sofer to explain on months, which would come out if somebody writes a check, if somebody has to fill in the dates. You should write in the name of the month rather than the number.
That's what Chassam Sofer means. It doesn't mean that you should use it when you write.
So the Chassam Sofer says two parts. You're right. The Chassam Sofer says Techachas Musa that you should write the Chodesh Arishon, but he says V'loi not to write V'loi Chas V'Shalom Kimesparim Shalom Misaylam. Now, in the part that he says to write the number, we'll get to it momentarily. We'll get to it. How much it is to write Chodesh Arishon? The Chassam Sofer Taka says that to write Chodesh Arishon. But what he says not to write, after what we see in Be'er Moshe, which is in Chelek Ches, Simen Yud Ches, he says is, don't write the month of, don't write 11, write November. Actually, in the Tshuva, he's actually speaking about November. He says, don't write November, and don't write 11, write November.
What is the only option you could do? Like, sometimes it's it's usher to write 11, or just, they have, like, let's say, you know, something like that. There's no, like, you can't write November, they want you to do it like that. Also, would digitally be a problem. So you're doing something online.
Okay,
does that make a difference?
Digital, I don't see that you have a brayer. I don't have a brayer, but I just want to tell you. I want to just very good. I want to just tell you that in the forms, I just spoke to somebody. I was telling him over these halach, you know, discussing with him, and I asked him about forms. I was schmoozing with somebody, so he said he had to apply for his green card, and even over there, the form gives two lines to write in the number of the month. It's either 01 or now you would write 11. So he said he wrote in November, was no problem. He got his green card reissued. In the forms, he could just write, that works. But online, if you have to write in numbers, I don't think you can put words. And I don't see that he's a brayer. I don't know what the, I don't know what the eight is.
Isn't there no problem because it's a digital? And digital doesn't really do anything.
So that's, we're going to leave it for now, and I'll just tell you, digital is a question, it's hours of shub, it's a whole different shaila, writing, chalamoid, is that called writing?
It's not the case you can go with your phone in the bathroom.
Recordings, taking a tape in, a CD.
Digital documents, saved on,
You have shots in there. Yeah.
As far as writing the day,
you can't go to that.
Is there also
we're going to discuss the day in a minute. You're right. The day.
You got to write hand.
The date of the month. So
you have to write yom vav.
No, so if writing the name of the date, we're going to get to the date actually in a minute. Let's wait a minute for the date. We'll.
How did the chassam sefer write? How does he write? He writes kodesh rishon.
First of all, he does. I have a copy actually, and they speak about it. I'll show you afterwards. The chassam sefer actually writes. He's just that. Will you ask the question, Reb Rafal, and I'll just bring it up. The chassam sefer wants the however you want to call it, the king or however it was called then, of Eshtreich, came to visit where the Chassam Sofer lived, and he wrote about it, and he writes, it's a whole shmooze, he writes first the Hebrew month and date and everything, and then afterwards he brings the English dates. It's a whole shaila how he's able to do it. There's a whole tshuva about it.
He doesn't write Cheshvan, he writes the Chodesh.
I'm going to find it afterwards, and I'll show you how he writes the months. Well, they speak about it, but he brings also the English, what's the heter. So Atkan, we spoke pe'ikar about the months, and Reb Shlomo Yosef just asked Taka, what's going to be lagabe the days. Let's Taka move into the days now. Daf Gimel Amar Aleph, the Asen Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara speaks about when the Torah says Sheni, maybe the Gemara says, maybe it's Sheni B'Shabbos. The aim is Sheni B'Shabbos. And the Gemara says, no, Sheni B'Shabbos it can't be because the Torah like Siva. Sheni B'Shabbos like Ashkechan D'Chsiv Be'Kra, which means you never find that the Torah ever writes out a day of the week. Even if the Torah would write the fourth day, it's the fourth day of a certain day when the rain stopped. But the Torah never writes out a day of the week. Yom Gimel, Yom Vav. The Torah just doesn't write out the day of the week. That's the Gemara, Daf Gimel Amar Aleph for Rosh Hashanah. The Meretz Chias over here on Daf Gimel asks that why Taka doesn't the Torah write out days of the week? Why Taka? Like the Ramban that we just said that it's a mitzvah in the Torah to write out to say the days of the week, like we just explained. So why Taka doesn't the Torah write out the days of the week?
That's the last time.
So it's a good. That's actually later. The Maaseh Taisus says that you don't learn from Bria Asylum, but it's a Shaila. That's a Shaila asking on the Gemara.
Well, it wouldn't apply to Bria Asylum, because if you're saying the whole reason to count it is to remind you of Bria Asylum, then that was before Bria Asylum. That was during.
That's what Taisus says, that you can't bring for Bria Asylum because Yom Sheni, it's really before Shabbos was, or what that.
Right.
Taisus says, the lava Shabbos koi el shahoya Yom Sheni libriyasi shaloylam. Okay, so you can ask. It's a good Shaila, very well asked. That's the chayrut answer that those days are taka, over there is taka no kiyam. It's still a nice shaila lamaisa. The Gemara says that the Torah never refers to days as in days. You do find that referred to. Okay. But anyways, the Meretz Chias asks the shaila that why taka doesn't the Torah mention days to Makai in this mitzvah? Makai, not the Makai. Means if there's a mitzvah, the Torah should taka say days of the year, days of the week. I'm sorry, days of the week. I want to share with the Olam, there's a tshuva in Divrei Yoel, Chelek Aleph Tesav, a very long tshuva. Mamish pages and pages, but in Ois Vav, he was asked, the tshuva is, because somebody asked him, you write tshuvas, why don't you write in the beginning of the tshuva, Yoim Gimel, not Laparshas, Yoim Gimel, And also l'chaydish haravi, l'chaydish hashmini, why don't you write it if it's a mitzvah, the Ramban? That's what he was asked. So he really focuses on two main parts. First of all, if it's a mitzvah, why, Taka, don't you write it? And then he also is bothered about the same thing as the month, the days. People write, in general, people write Sunday, Monday, or even in Yiddish. He says you find that people earlier, Gedolim v'Yireim, referred to the days of the week as Sunday, Monday, even if they said it in Yiddish, but it was referred to as Sunday, Monday, not Yom Aleph, Yom Beis, Yom Gimel. So he says like this, a chiddush. He says that there's no mitzvah to write the dates. You don't have a mitzvah to go and sit down and write down today is Yom Vav, or to write today is B'chodesh Hashmini. There's no mitzvah. There's no mitzvah. And just like you'll agree to me, there's no mitzvah to go and write down the date. Even if you're writing a letter, there's no mitzvah. The only problem is, not a problem, the only din is, the only, says the Divrei Yoel, the only time where issue would take is if you're writing in a date and you write the wrong date, that's a problem. You can't write a date if it's the wrong date. But if you're not writing, you don't have to write. That's what he answered. Basically, so that's really... if you have to write a date, you have to write it. But if you're not writing, there's no... You're Makayim a mitzvah. So really, Rafal, you're asking if you're Makayim a mitzvah. So if you're Makayim a mitzvah, you should sit down when you write your kid's note to the teacher. You should write the dates. Taka to Makayim a mitzvah. If you're Taka Makayim a mitzvah, if these are kiyumis, if these are mitzvahs, taka shayla, so why taka don't you have to write it? But memeilus miyusha, we asked them a ritzchias is kasha, that l'chayra, why taka doesn't the Torah ever mention days of the week? Because there's no din to write the day of the week. If you're saying it, and if you're writing it, then it should be the proper time, which would come out that if, let's say it would be a different count, not Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, but if they would have the week set up on a different way, not based on our days, and for them, today would be Yom Dalet, that would be problematic to say today is Yom Dalet. Or today, to say today is, this month is 11, that's problematic. But if you don't go, you call it different names, that's fine. The counting has to be the counting of what the Torah wants. So far we spoke about months and we spoke about days of the week. Just to be mesakim for another 2 minutes, we can't leave out the years. What's about the years? Months and year, months and days. We spoke about that a person, whether if it's mamash or kiyum, but a person, if he's numbering the months and the days of the week, he should do it al-pi what the Torah wants. Remember Yetzias Mitzrayim, to remember Briyas Olam. But if you're writing something else, technically it's not a problem. If you write November, if you write Sunday, Monday. What's about years, writing the years? 2017. The Chassam Sofer and Adrasha writes, V'loi ka'isam shemekorev bo shekoisvim in the beginning, Beresh Megilta, when they write a letter, L'leidus Mashiach. Hanoitzim, obviously we know 2017 is 2017 years. From Yashka, and therefore technically it's even more problematic. That's the Loshanach Sam Sofer Veloike Elu that bring leads v'chaysam atzmoi she'ein lechelik v'lekei Yisrael, says the Sam Sofer. Somebody writes the year, the secular year, is chaysam that he doesn't have ke'ein lechelik v'lekei Yisrael. In the Maram Shik, he has an interesting tshuva, which is a Talmud. The Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, the Maram Shik writes that in his days they started changing over the Matzevas to write it in English. So he writes a tshuva about it, but he says, not only do you see that they changed, not only is the problem a problem that they changed the Matzevas from writing the words on the Matzeva from Lashon Kodesh to whatever language on the Matzeva, but he says they write also the years based on the secular year. They change and they write the secular year. And he says, you change it to the secular year. It's Avera Kvula Mechupeles. And he says it's the Issa Deiraisa. What's the Issa? Shema Lehim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru. Now he says, even though Shema Lehim Acherim Lo Yisaskiru is really talking about the mention of Avodah Zarah itself, or even if you mention, let's meet across the street of where is that church, or giving directions, here... Technically, you're not saying the Avodah Zarah, but since it refers to the Avodah Zarah, he says Niritz goes into that Issa Deiraisa.
I feel you can make everything in this story. You could say, I won't go to the candy store. Candy, and there's also a candy that looks like a church. And now,
but it's, you're saying about thinking, really, I'm going to bring you eight.
Anyone knows, ask the average kid, any
Kratz
kid that walks in and say, 2017, what does that mean?
But leave a kid out. But if you look at
adults, I'm saying,
if you look at the way states work with like when they're referring
to
I want to just I want to finish up and we'll get back. You'll see what Yehuda's asking really is technically, what do you know what you're talking about? We'll get to that in a second, that he's a little bit of an eights out. Just a minute, I want to just finish up and I'll take a ride afterwards. In, this is an interesting thing for Rav Kiveger. In a micht of Rav Naiman from Montreal, the Bel Zedayim brings that he was a sefer that came out with a bunch of pictures from letters of the Chassam Sofer. He asked what the Chassam Sofer wrote. He brings over there when Rav Kiveger bought his house. So Rav Kiveger writes, this is what he writes. He signs Posen, July 27th of July 1832. So he asks, how are you able to write the secular date? That's what he discusses. So he has two interesting ways out. One is that the Isra is only Bein Yisrael Yisrael. That's one thing he writes. Means if we're discussing between ourselves, you're not allowed to use a secular date. But what should you do? If you're working with Goyim, you have to. So Kivega wrote 1832, the secular date. Another thing is he writes, you can write Limisparam. In other words, we're not Mesiachas, we don't account with those dates. But Limisparam to those dates or with a Lamed. Interesting. Wait, and then I saw brought from the Shefa Chaim, the Klos Magarebi, he says that if you have no way out, the different Eitzes, you could think that Rabbi Akiva was born in that year. So if you write, you could write 2017 years the latest Rabbi Akiva, just the Eitzes out. But we'll discuss afterwards what you're saying that people don't know. That's a Hilchas Avodah Zarah Shaila. Reb Breslauer should be gesund, and his kehila is makben in the invitations when you write November, December, whatever, not to write the year. Which technically you don't really have to write the year. When you get an invitation now that says February 3rd, it's not like you're not sure if it's if it's 2018 or 19. See, it was but not to write. But just one last thing to be Messiah is in Be'er Moshe, he brings a different way out, which is a nice idea. He says is instead of writing the whole year, you just write dash 17. By him, he's actually not talking about 17, he's talking about 1980. So he says, to write either 980 or just 80. And he says, af pam a check, if there was money in the bank, the check was never returned. So that would be an Eitzah. So we see the year could be even the most complicated, more than the month and the day. And we see our Eitzah pretty clearly. If you don't have to write the year, don't write it. And if you have to, these are hetter because it's with Goyim. Or just slash it half the year and write 17. So you're not really writing 2017 years for what it refers to.
What's interesting is
have a good Shabbos.
Secular year, according to their